Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Excellent to be here with you, talking about, well, yes, another Padres win. Ho-hum. Here we go again, 15-4 for the local ball club.
It'll never be ho-hum.
Sarcasm. 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 Put that accent in a very weird spot. Sarcasm. That was sarcasm. It's never ho-hum. It's insane is what it is. It truly is. What's happened so far has been beyond my wildest expectations. It's hard to wrap your head around on a daily basis. And each day there's a new hero for the San Diego Padres. And what a world we are living in. I think about a little quote that Xander Bogaerts gave last week. And I think it was in Kevin Acey's newsletter, if I'm not mistaken. It might have been in Dennis Lynn. They all run together at this point. And he talked about when he won the World Series with Boston in, I believe it was 2018. Does that sound
second
right?
Second one, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, I can count on one hand the number of wrong buttons that Alex Cora pushed that season. It just was one of those years. I think that was the year they rolled through everybody. Rolled through the playoffs and then swept the Rockies in the World Series. Like he goes one hand. He goes, and yeah, I mean, yeah, we're only a few games into the season, but it definitely has that feeling here in San Diego. I've let myself dream on it a little bit. I have. I've let myself dream on the Magic, certainly, but I also am a realist and I know baseball sucks sometimes and I know that baseball doesn't make sense a lot of times. But I thought that was a cool story.
I do think there's a logical explanation behind that, though. I mean, the 2018 Red Sox weren't lucky. They were a really good team. The 2023 Padres weren't unlucky. I mean, there was some bad luck to it, but they were just not a good team. And when you have a manager,
they had good players. They were
they
not
had good
a
players,
team.
But they weren't a good team. You felt like, oh, all the calls that Bob Melvin made just wrong that year.
Yeah.
And now it feels like all the calls Mike Schilt are making are right.
Yeah.
But guess what? Maybe whatever he was going to do was going to be right because he had a good team. Yesterday, we talked about it earlier, leaving Wandy Peralta in to face Kyle Tucker in the eighth inning in a situation. You could have gone to Robert Suarez for the four-out save. They've done that many times before. And maybe Schilt comes out, gets gets Peralta, goes to Suarez, and he just gets the final four outs. And we go, wow, that's Schilte. He's
brilliant
got a real
move.
Pulse on his team, real, you know. But he decided to leave in Wandy, struck out Kyle Tucker, and it worked out that way, too. Good teams find a way to make it work out, whereas bad teams find a way to make it not work out in the end. And that's really the difference. So it's not necessarily always pushing. I'm not trying to take any credit away from Mike Schilte. He deserves a lot of credit, but it's possible that, you know, he's just got good players, and whatever he decides just makes him look smart at the end of the day.
Yeah, no question. No question. I love that. I love that quote from Xander. And I'm sure Alex Cora made a billion bad decisions that year, right? But you wouldn't go out and win a World Series and roll through it like they did. Yeah, you look back and go, yeah, maybe five things I remember that he did wrong. But one thing that is always right, if you're a San Diego Padres fan, we are very lucky. We've talked about it many, many times. To have Jesse and Tony on the radio broadcast, to have Scan on the TV broadcast, along with, of course, the GOATs, Mudd and Dawn. Day game yesterday, kind of had the house to myself for a while, watching the guys weave their magic into the broadcast was just spectacular. And that they had one of my favorite, yesterday was one of my favorite games to watch. They've had a few recently where Don starts to get going. And when Don gets going, Mudd starts to get going. And it just brings me such delight watching them broadcast and listening to them break each other's balls all the time. It is so, so good. And yesterday was another fine example. And I like when they'll break down a convo, you know, and they had Bob Scanlon on. And Don decided immediately to call out Bob Scanlon for the way that he prepares for a road trip.
It was the question of the game. Go to the link, submit your question for Don and Mudd. And I think Scan was like, I'll start off. Why were you giving me so much grief about this upcoming road trip?
It was so good.
And I'm so sad because I missed this entirely.
Oh, you did?
Yes, because I was watching with no sound on my phone because I was on set yesterday recording some promos or IDs or whatever we call them, just like little things. When you're watching like The View and then they come on for like 7 seconds, we've got big weather on the way. Tune in and ABC 10 News at 4 o'clock, and then I got to record all of those. I missed the conversation. I got a text from both of you going, "This is amazing!
Yeah, it was so good.
This is so good!" And I'm going, "Oh, I missed it." So what did I miss?
So essentially, Don goes, I gotta call Bob Scanlon out here. He goes, I've been doing this a long time, broadcasting, because you travel a lot, always on the road, and there's a certain method that I follow when it's time to pack for a road trip. And Mudd's like, oh yeah, me too. Got a certain method to my madness. And Don will have a list, and he writes out a list before every trip, and Mudd. So Don packs 2 days before they go.
2 days.
So Don made it sound like he pretty much starts packing as soon as he
gets home.
Unpacks from getting home.
Yeah.
Does a load of laundry, and then it's like, okay, now start getting ready for that next road trip.
Correct. And so they left yesterday after the game for Houston and then Detroit. So what, a 6-day road trip, essentially? So Don was packed yesterday. Don was packed by Monday. His suitcase, he probably packed on Sunday. His suitcase was done and packed and ready to go.
Day game Sunday, probably Sunday night.
Sunday night,
thing was packed.
Packed and ready to go for this trip on Wednesday. And Scan's whole bit was, I packed the morning of. And Mudd's like, I'm usually a day before.
Even Mudd was like, what?
Well, yeah, the day of the trip. Scan got up yesterday, packed his stuff, and headed down to the ballpark and got on the plane. And I was dying. It was such a real and honest conversation. But Don was like, look, I get it. I'm a little crazy. He's got a full-on checklist that he writes out, and he goes through it. He's very meticulous. And Mudd, semi-meticulous. And Bob Scanlon, who is a meticulous guy, packs the morning off. And I wondered, what are you?
I'm fairly haphazard. I will probably one day before throw my bag that I'm going to take onto my bed. And then I'll just stand in my bedroom and think, like, okay, first day, what am I doing?
Yes.
All right, what do I need to wear for that day?
That's the Mudley way. Mudley says
dinner. Then the next day, okay, I need something. Okay, then I need something to wear to bed. And then in the next day, what do I need for this? And And then, am I going to be doing anything athletic? Do I need to bring tennis shoes? No, I don't, obviously.
Well, bring them, because we all do, but nobody ever uses them.
Use them.
I've packed them for every trip I've ever been on.
Do I need a swimsuit for this trip?
Also bring that, but never use it. So, I've packed it every year for Arizona.
And then,
I've never used it.
So go through the days of the trip, like plot out some outfits.
Yep.
Try to come up with a couple things that I can reuse. Like, I can wear these pants twice with different outfits, so I don't have to bring so many. And then usually just throw in a couple of extra things at the end in case of emergency. And I need, you know, something gets spilled or something, and I need something extra.
I am a...
And then the last minute before I leave, I put in my toiletries.
Yes. Because
I still need those at home. So those always go in 5 minutes before I leave for the trip.
I've never gone not feel that I left my toiletry bag at home. Never once. I've never been on one single trip where I went, oh, I 100% remember putting my toiletry bag in. I've also, every time we've gotten on the road from Arizona after Fantasy Camp, I go, oh my God, I left my toiletries. Oh my God, I left my toiletries. And I have to like pull over or wait till I get home and go, oh, I did. I did bring it. I am a strict morning of.
Morning of.
And it drives the missus absolutely.
You pack everything morning of?
Everything.
Wow.
It drives her bat ass crazy. She will pack for 3 weeks. If she's going to New York on September 1st, she is packed by August 15th.
Wow.
It is done. And there are.
Well, what if she wants to use some of those clothes over the next couple of weeks?
That's the thing. Is like she would rather go into her suitcase at home that's packed, get stuff out, wear it, wash it, repack it, than just pack it morning up. Every trip we've ever gone on. Every trip, she's like, and a panic sets in for her, and she like gets really mad. Are you ever going to effing pack? Oh, yeah, I'll get there. I'll get it. Yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'm going to pack. Anything I forget, I just buy when we're there. I do that. I'm a big fan of that bit, too. Yeah.
That's a good move.
Yeah, I love that bit. So I'm strictly morning up. Like, when we leave for Philadelphia, we're going to be going early. We have like an early flight.
Yeah, like 6 a.m. on Sunday.
That day, right? I mean, if you're going to go on an early flight, you have to at least pack the night before.
Well, that one may be a little different.
That one's like a get at the airport at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that one may be a night before. But if my flight is 9 a.m. or later, I pack in the morning every single time. And I feel like I'm more likely to forget something if I have 48 hours. It's weird. I have to hone in on the moment right there.
The worst thing you can do, and because I've done this, is pack a day or so before, but think, I'll add that later, though, and then you never add it later. Because
correct.
You're like, I don't need to put that in yet. You know,
you thought you did, but you didn't.
I'll get to that later, and then you totally forget
about
it.
What do you guys always forget when you pack? Like, is there something that you always forget to bring too much of?
It's usually something small. It's usually like a phone charger.
Okay,
and
something like that.
That you can just get. You can get it at a gas station. You can get it at the hotel shop or whatever. You can get that anywhere.
I am such a notorious, Polly knows this, I am such a notorious overpacker that I come home with I'd say 12 to 14 things that I never even touch. I mean, I don't even take them out of the bag, but I am like a Boy Scout. I am the most prepared. I've got everything you need in my bag that I packed that morning because I just shove everything in.
We're going to fantasy camp. Yeah, but what if we end up going to a wedding? I need to have this suit.
I need to have this tuxedo just in case.
As a lifelong San Diegan, I tend to forget that other places don't have our temperate climate.
Correct.
And I don't pack nearly enough bad weather, cold weather, rain, whatever, for the elements when I pack. I'm always I got my one jacket, I'm good. But then I wear it in the rain and go, I should have brought a couple of some things to battle the elements, and I never really think about that.
Steve asks in the chat, Woodsy, you are 30 minutes early at least everywhere you go. How do you reconcile to morning up? It's the way that my brain is wired. If I need to have the event, and I need to, I can't piecemeal things. That's why I'm 30 minutes early. So I can get there, collect myself, and go. With packing, it's like, I just need to focus on packing. I'm going to do the best pack job ever. I'm going to get everything I need. I won't forget anything. If I spaced it out, I'm going to forget a bunch of stuff.
Goose nailed it. He says, I always forget a belt.
I forget belts
all the time.
I do too.
I don't know why. I just don't think of it. The belt is just like, why did I forget a belt again?
I had never bring enough socks. Never, ever bring enough socks. I never bring enough T-shirts. I always end up wearing T-shirts over and over. But everything else, I'll pack 7 sweatshirts.
Yeah, it also totally depends on the trip, right? I mean, what are we doing on the trip? But where are we staying on the trip? Because I'm probably not going to use the hotel laundry service.
Correct.
But I will use the laundry at an Airbnb.
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
So if I'm going for a week, I can get away with bringing four pairs of briefs or whatever because I can
briefs,
do laundry.
By the way.
I use boxer briefs.
Briefs is one of those words.
Briefs?
Briefs.
But like, what would you prefer? Undies?
Undies.
Undies.
Panties?
Panties.
Man panties?
Man panties.
But like you can get away on a 7-day trip with 4 days worth of clothes if you plan accordingly and can do a laundry.
Yeah.
But if you're staying in a hotel for a week, totally different story. You got to pack extra.
I have sympathy, though, for people who travel for TV because I've done that a couple of times. Oh, and having to bring like
gnarly
the formal clothes, like the suits
it's
and
terrible.
Ties.
I did it for years.
Jackets,
and then you
sweaters.
Get into hanging bags because you don't want to fold those in a suitcase.
Traveling as a businessman was the worst experience of my entire life ever. And wearing a suit on the plane so that you could bring it with you where, you know, it was just horrible.
Oh my God. Therapist Sam in the chat says, I just forgot a full formal garment bag. Had to buy a full suit.
Oh my God. Get it tailored. Get it all. Like, it's just terrible.
On the road.
So the Scan Man, I'm definitely on Team Scan with this. It doesn't surprise me that Donnie is like that, though, at all.
What about the other moment, though, from Mud and Don?
Yeah.
The yesterday's traditional strike out the side, Don and Mud moment. Say it, Donnie. As he goes through the three batters in the remix version.
This is like a rejoin coming back from a commercial break, like
so,
an inning or
two
later.
Yeah, they did it like normal, but I don't think they've ever shown. They have that camera inside the booth where they can show the guys and seeing how into it Don gets. I mean, he was absolutely, like eyes rolling in the back of his head.
I mean, he sold out
levels
for
of enjoyment on this.
Carson Kelly,
see it, Donnie.
John Birdie, all down by way of the K.
I've never actually seen myself do that. That's alarming.
And then he tweeted later. He's like, this is going to be in my head for the rest of my life, knowing what I look like when I do this. Yeah, they're just the best. They're the best. We love them very, very much. The great, great dudes. Yesterday was the anniversary for Don of the pizza throwing incident that happened with Jerry Remy in Boston. Go find it. I'll retweet it from my page. It's spectacular television. Spectacular television. There's no one better. There's no one better than that guy. I know that Kruko and the other guys, they win it every year. It's garbage. It's garbage. Like, there's no one better than Donnie and Mudd. Nobody.
Merrill Madness!
We love them so much.
Yeah, so much.
We just got such a treat with them, and then Jesse and Tony on the radio.
So good.
Eduardo on Spanish. I mean,
the Pizza Day Brawl was yesterday, the anniversary of that. It was just so brilliant.
Speaking of pizza, we got the roundtable coming up later today, brought to you by San Diego Roundtable Pizza, commercial free from 10 to 11 a.m. with our cast of characters, including Paul Reindl, back this week after Tony was in last week. But Paulie's back on the roundtable today. So we got that for you coming up at 10 o'clock later this hour. Eno Saris, some smart baseball on a Thursday as well. But up next is a throwback Thursday. We need a contestant for real or fake. No musical trivia necessary to qualify for our trip to Las Vegas. Call in, be our contestant, 833-288-0973. Play our game of real or fake coming up next, 833-288-0973 with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, let me tell you guys about the brilliant work that my friends over at QC Kinetics are doing. If you live with chronic joint pain, I'm talking to you, and I don't have to tell you. Just I know how bad life can get. My wrists were so jacked up a couple of years ago. Went into QC Kinetics, got five treatments on each wrist, and my wrists have never looked back. They've been phenomenal ever since, and doing all the things that I was missing out on doing. And that's 100% thanks to QC Kinetics. No question about it. They can calm that debilitating joint pain in your knees, hips, shoulder, and back. get you back to doing all the things that you love to do. Their science is very solid. You can get your life back. That's what it's really all about. If you are curious whether or not you'd be a great candidate for these treatments, no problem. They will give you a free consultation. They got appointments in Torrey Hills and Hillcrest. Call now. Find out how easy it is to get back to enjoying life without that chronic joint pain weighing you down every single day. Now is the best time to get started by calling QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. I am a lifetime believer in QC Kinetics. Call them today, 619-614-PAIN. Let them know Woodsy sent you, please.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You okay over there?
Great. All right. Spent the entire break on the phone trying. It sounded like you were talking to a telemarketer or something.
No, it was a Optum Rx, our prescription company. They called me twice in the middle of the last segment. What's going on?
An emergency.
So then, I called the guy back. He's like, I don't know why we called.
Great.
Great. Super. No harm, no foul.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Woods is screaming his birth date into the phone to try to identify
Say
himself.
Your birth date. Well, it's July 19th, 1975. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. It's July 19th, 1975. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Over and over and over and
eventually
over.
Became July 19th! I mean, Ben just sitting here.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Get your head right.
Yes.
Because we're going to play a little real or fake.
I'm ready.
And we need to hopefully help our contestant qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas. We got a full board to choose from. Let's get to our Throwback Thursday game.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Real or Fake brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. Let's go to line. Let's go to three. Is this Charles?
Yes, this is Charles.
Charles, are you ready to play some Real or Fake today?
I am.
All right, let's do it. If you can get 4 of 7 right, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing. Not sure we have any qualifiers yet. It is a trip to Las Vegas, 2 nights at the MGM Grand, $150 gift card, and your choice of tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. Get tickets for all 3 shows right now at Ticketmaster.com. Woods is standing by. He can help you. He doesn't know the category yet, but here's what we've got for you today, Charles. Padres are now in Houston, home of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
NASA.
And the Astros. And the Rockets. Today on Real or Fake, I will give you a name. You tell me if it's a real person who has stepped foot on the surface of the moon.
Oh, my God.
Or a fake. In this case, a member of the Houston Astros or Houston Rockets currently. So, real astronaut who's been on the moon. Fake. Current Rocket. Astros or Rockets player.
All right, I feel like I know baseball pretty well.
Got
Rockets,
it?
Not so much, buddy.
Got it, Charles? You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Round one. David Scott. Real or fake? Real astronaut or fake baseball player or basketball player?
What do you think, Woods?
Oh, God bless. I was hoping you knew this one. David Scott. Boy, it
I'm
sounds...
gonna say fake.
All right, let's roll fake.
Fake? Could be a relief pitcher. Apollo 15 astronaut walked on the moon. That's all right. That's just one round. Let's go to round number two. Harrison Schmitt. Real or fake?
Harrison.
David Scott.
I can hear Ben in the background.
Let's say fake.
Saying fake.
Is he a rocket?
Too. Apollo 17 astronaut.
Hey, Charles, real quick, if you're listening to the show on the background, can you turn that down for us?
Yeah.
Kind of funny, but yeah, probably better radio if you do. All right, that's all right. Let's go. Here we go. Round three.
All right.
Logan Van Way. Real or fake astronaut on the moon, Charles?
I know this one.
Ooh, Woods thinks he knows this one.
What is it?
He's an Astro, so that would be fake.
Yeah. So what do you say?
Fake.
Fake and relief right, pitcher on for the Houston board. Astros. Maybe the Padres will get to see him this weekend. So you got on the board. You're one. See if we can make it two. Round number four. Reed Shepard. Real or fake?
Oh. I'm going to say he's fake. He didn't walk on the moon.
Wow.
That's correct. He's a Houston Rockets guard, not the astronaut that Woods thought. Maybe think of Alan Shepard.
That's who I was thinking of. I was like, oh, that's real.
Yeah, Alan Shepard.
That's right.
All right, you're halfway there now.
All right, here we go.
Two down, two to go. We got three left. Let's try round number five. Alan Bean. Real or fake astronaut?
Real.
That's real. Apollo 12. Mission landed him on the moon, which means we're now one away from a victory. All right, let's go. Here we go. Round number six. Edgar Mitchell. Real or fake? Moonwalking astronaut.
Real.
Yeah! Wow! Apollo 14. Nice comeback. Went from 0-2 to 4 in a row.
Lord astronaut over here.
Nails it in 6 rounds. Congratulations, Charles. Stay on the line.
Atta boy.
You have qualified for the trip to Las Vegas. Finally, John Young.
He's a rocket.
He is an astronaut, Apollo 16. So, all right, you weren't that helpful. You got him with the Logan Van Way.
Logan Van Way, I knew.
All right, stay on the line, Charles. Paul, I'll get your information, get you into our drawing at the end of the month.
Excellent. Katy Perry just went to space. She did not walk on the moon.
Didn't walk on the moon. There hasn't been anyone who's walked on. It's only a bunch of white guys. Haven't done it since, I don't know, the 60s or 70s. It's been a long time, but they have a new Artemis program. They're trying to get some more people up to the moon at some point, and eventually people hopefully on Mars even.
I played a lot of Walk the Moon on 94.9. Does that count? Shut up and dance with me.
Speaking of the Katy Perry space thing,
yeah.
How cool was it for our old friend Tabitha Lipkin?
Yeah.
Who just got a job with like Blue Origin. She got to interview Katy Perry like after the, was it before or after?
I think it was after, wasn't it?
I think it was. It might have aired after.
Would you guys? Would you guys do it?
I'm not. 11 minutes in space.
No chance. I can't do it.
Oh, the view would be pretty cool.
Bro, I almost had a panic attack on a Ferris wheel. You think you're going to put me, literally, I was on the ground of a Ferris wheel, Paulie, like praying to God that he delivered me safe.
Airplanes. I mean, this is more like an airplane that just goes really high as opposed to
into space.
A rocket. But, yeah,
I can't do it. More for you. I'm out.
I think I'm good.
I'm good. I'm out.
All right, we've got Eno Saris and some smart baseball coming up in our next segment. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
The moon is many hundreds of thousands of miles away.
Yeah.
Not nearly as close as 7 Mile Casino.
I'd be more likely to go if it was just 7 minutes away.
It would be. Would you?
I think.
The moon?
I think.
It was 7 minutes away?
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be that far. It was 11 minutes to get to space.
True.
So, I mean, you can actually get to space almost as fast now as you can get to 7 Mile Casino.
If you're downtown, 100%. Yeah. 7 Mile Casino, there's plenty to do once you walk in. It depends on what you're going there for. I like going to play California-style blackjack, but the food is a nice perk. They have really, really good food there as well.
It's delicious. Go to Sammy's at 7 Mile, not only the regular menu, but the 24/7 players menu with the Asian favorites like the Kung Pao chicken, the pork chop that you love so much. And then the Sunday and Saturday brunch, weekend brunch. It's Easter weekend. I know people love their brunch this weekend, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, award-winning, best in the South County. Many reasons to visit, including the patio, the TVs, the windows, the lights, the view out onto San Diego Bay. Take your pick of wherever you're going, but you should head down to 7 Mile Casino, 7 minutes from downtown.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling on here on a Thursday. Another guest coming up. We got Eno Saris from The Athletic standing by. Why don't we just check traffic, and we'll get right to Eno. Talk some smart baseball coming up here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Good morning to you, Eno. How are you?
Doing great.
Good.
Good. Let's
you guys?
Start. We're obviously doing great. Our baseball team is 15-4. You know,
best team in baseball. No big deal.
You know, and I know in your line of work, and you're often thinking of things like sample sizes. Yeah. And you know, I know that 3 weeks of a baseball season is a pretty small sample size, at least individually for players. What about for a team? I mean, we're watching this, and I guess our biggest question is always like, is this real? We know they're not going to win 15 out of 19 the whole way, but everything that they're doing feels fairly sustainable. Like, you know, not the wins necessarily, but the performances that we're getting from the Padres. And I wanted to get your take on that right away.
Yeah, that's a complicated question. I mean, the simplest thing is that I looked at when, like, team records stabilize, or where you're getting more signal out of their actual record than what you projected them to do, and that's around 60 games. So they're a third of the way there. However, one of the ways that you project teams going forward is you look at their current run differential, and you just look at how much they're scoring versus how much they're giving up. And the Padres have the best run differential in baseball. But lastly, I'd look at the fact that they're giving up 2.7 runs per game. That's the smallest number in baseball. And I think that's just where the regression will come. Like, nobody gives up fewer than 3 runs a game for a season. You know? the bullpen's been great. The rotation's been great. They've been scoring enough runs that they can have a little regression there. But if that's where there's going to be any regression, it's probably that number.
Yeah, and again, the style of baseball that they play, you know, is one that we've been talking about a lot. And, you know, it is a bit against the norm in the modern game, certainly. And, you know, we've gone away from the three true outcome. There's still players out there that are like that. But, you know, the way that AJ Preller has built this team, I don't know, man. It's like, it's one of those things that it's probably tough for you to look at because it's weird. Like, you have these guys coming in. Tyler Wade, great example yesterday. We sat in here and we're like wringing our hands over, oh no, him against Matthew Boyd. There's no way, right? Gets on base four times, big hits, right? You can't quantify like next man up syndrome. And the Padres have that in spades right now. And it's really crazy to watch. Every night is kind of a different hero for that team.
Yeah, if I was going to put my finger on it, I mean, one of the things that y'all obviously know, but it is really remarkable about this team is just that they lead the major leagues in strikeout rate.
And, yeah.
Tatis has taken a really big step forward in that regard. Manny's always been good at that. Jackson's always been good at that. Crone's always been good at that. Xander's always been good at that. And then the guys that they brought in, for the big part are not striking out a ton or have a history of not striking out a ton. So that's a way to keep the line moving. Now, yeah, it is a little different because the rest of the league, to the most part, is chasing barrels and bat speed.
Yeah.
Hard hit rate, San Diego is 25th.
Wow.
Barrel rate, San Diego is, where are they? Why can't I see them? Oh, 27th. Max exit velocity, which is kind of like a measure of your bat speed, they're 18th. So they're not necessarily chasing what other people are chasing in that regard. And it may hurt them at some point. But the key thing about making a bunch of contact is when if you're making a bunch of contact, you're putting a bunch of lottery tickets out there. And so even if maybe your hard hit rate per ball in play is not great or you don't have the best bat speed, you're going to connect on homers anyway. You know, there's going to be the ones that you just put the right swing on the right ball and it doesn't have to go out at 120. It can go out at 105 too. So to some extent, what they're doing makes a lot of sense. And, you know, of the last, 10 or so World Series winners, I think at least five or six of them have had top five strikeout rates and have had big improvements in strikeout rates the year before. So this is a little bit about what the Astros did when they started, going to the top of the league.
Talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic. Speaking of bat speed, Eno, new piece dropped this morning on The Athletic.
It's so good, man.
By Eno, Britt Giroli, and Jen McCaffrey. And talking about how the technology, I mean, the pitchers just, it feels like in almost an instant, they went from like 92 was hard to now 92 is kind of slow for a fastball. And it felt like it happened so fast.
Tom House, I watched a piece he did yesterday, said that 118 miles an hour is reachable for a starting pitcher. For a pitcher. Did you see that, Eno?
Oh, man. I wrote that piece last year about what the top velo was possible. I wish I had asked Tom House. That's interesting. We didn't have anybody said 20 that much. But we did have some people. Well, one person used physics and came up with about the same number, 120 or something.
Imagine.
Glenn Plisek, a guy who studies injury, was saying, no, we're at peak velocity now. So it kind of depends on who you ask. Like if you ask a doctor who does a lot of TJ surgery, yeah, he'd say we're at the peak now.
Right.
But in your piece, you're talking about how hitters are finally having the tools to catch up a little bit. And I just from anecdotally as a golfer, I've noticed, going to simulators and being able to see my swing speeds, I can test to see, okay, if I do this, I can add a mile or two an hour. There's things that you can actually do. And with the new TrackMans and different technologies that are available to hitters, do you actually feel like they will be able to make some of the same leaps that pitchers have made in recent years?
I kind of think so. There's still some debate about whether or not bat speed is good. So we're still kind of in like the early goings of, do pitchers need to throw hard? And I think We decided pretty across the board in baseball that yes, pitchers, it's better if the pitchers throw, it's harder. You know, and so you're right. We've gone from when we started tracking this, it was 91.1 in 2007 was the average fastball, and now this year it's 94.1. So that's average, man. So that's crazy. And so this focus on bat speed, I think, will catch batters up to some extent. One piece of evidence is that the strikeout rate hasn't changed in 3 years. So, you know, whether it's the rules or batters catching up, another piece of example is, you know, when sweepers came out, you know, in 2022 and 2023, they became listed on Savant, and every season that we've had, batters have gotten better at sweepers. They made better decisions. They see it better. And that's because of things like the Traject, which is a high-tech hitting machine that basically does a hologram of the pitcher. So it feels like you're really facing the pitcher. Things like bat speed training, you know. And now I think the torpedo bats that we all heard about really opened the door for all kinds of optimization. And there's a picture in my piece of just the weirdest bat you've ever seen.
It's unbelievable.
And it's like a bat that is created by a scientist, and maybe we'll never see anything like that in a game. But the torpedo, the axe bat, the hockey puck on the bottom of the bat, like, they're starting to think about the bat the way the pitchers think about the seams on a ball. And how can I manipulate these seams? The batter's starting to think. Like, there was one batter in my story that has, like, four or five bats in his bag. And one is, like, if he's feeling really good. One is if, like, his arm hurts. Or, like, one is if he's really tired. So he's, like, optimized his bat to his own, like, physical well-being. He has like an August bat, you know.
Yeah, one for when you're just worn out.
This bat looks more like it looks like Gandalf's walking.
Yeah, I was gonna say a walking stick of an old man. Yeah, but with this just optimized sweet spot in it. I mean, it is. You know, they've been looking for an edge. Anybody that's ever played the game is always looking for an edge, one way or the other. And you know, we've talked before. We've asked you about corking bats and Super Bowls and all that stuff, making the bat lighter, but actually giving it a little more bounce and all that. Like, it's pretty crazy. And I ordered a torpedo bat for my adult league. I forgot to click order. I did it. Like, I did the whole process. I picked it up and I kept looking and it never came. Paulie ordered one too. Is yours on the way, Paulie?
It'll be here Monday.
All right. So we'll see if this thing actually works. But it's funny, man, because, you know, I've got two little boys that are obsessed with baseball. They love it. And I'm reading in this about the cool things that they're doing with hitting and how they're trying to make the game more fun for younger players instead of go out, grind out over, you know, hit 50 balls off the tee, then hit 50 front toss. Like, they're making it fun for these guys. And in essence, what they're creating is better baseball players.
Yeah. I think that there are some lessons in there for even Little League. Looking at the Little League coaches are awesome.
You know,
they're volunteers and they're doing their best. But, you know, some of them might feel that, like, oh, there's too much focus on exit velocity at the major league level. I'm not going to bring that to the kids,
right.
You know. But, you know, the thing that Christian Campbell and the Red Sox were doing was they had a tournament style, like a March Madness tournament, where it was about things like, who hit the ball hardest, who swung the bat the fastest, you know, who got the most pull balls in the air, you know. And so whatever your value system is as a Little League coach, you can learn from this where you say, okay, well, I'm not going to do exit velocity. I don't want these kids thinking about that. But, you know, I did see our Little League coach. He put the curveball machine on for my older kid, right?
Yep.
And he basically said, we're going to count how many you get in play and how many fouls you get.
Yeah.
And the best, it'll be 1 point for ball in play and a half point for a foul. And, the winner gets something. He had something in like a pack of baseball cards.
Yeah.
And that's the mentality that keeps players going, because, you know, if you're in there just taking swings off a tee or whatever, you're competing with yourself. and they love to compete with each other.
They do so much. Oh my God, they love it. They love. I do the drill where I put them all out at short, and I hit first one to boot one. You're out. You got to go sit down, and they just love it. And it goes for 20 minutes sometimes. They're out there making plays, and you know, kids. Mostly my kid ends in tears because he didn't win or whatever. Like they absolutely, they love that competition out there. You know, but you know, it's one of those things. It's like hitting balls hard will never be the wrong advice in baseball. Never. Like if you have the ability to hit a ball hard, that's what's going to make you a better baseball player. And I like that they're training for this. I like, you know, it does freak me out a little bit to hear that the Padres are not barreling the ball as much as other teams.
Well,
in fact,
it makes sense,
quite low.
They make contact so much. The brass ring, really, Eno, is figuring out a way to increase bat speed and contact.
Correct.
At the same time.
And that's where you get, you know, these weird bats. They have short bats, long bats, heavy bats, light bats. And basically what you're trying to instill in them is like this warrior mentality where you're just trying to make contact at all costs. And another thing that I think about bat speed, because the one part that is a little controversial about bat speed is that people say, oh, you can get more bat speed by like opening up your hips real, like just stepping in the bucket and just pulling the bat through fast. And like if you do a swing that's optimized for bat speed itself, then might not look good. Not might be good for your abilities.
Yeah.
And I would say it's a little bit like max fastball velo. What I would like is for you to create a big engine, you know, create the biggest engine you can. Create an engine that can create the most bat speed, that can create the most fastball velocity, and then idle, you know, like live off of that. Like, then be comfortable. Because if I can throw 98 and I'm sitting 95, 96, I can do that all day.
Yeah.
Like I know this from running. You know, I sprint and it makes me better at jogging, you know? And so, you know, the same thing for bat speed is I think you should develop bat speed, create as much bat speed as you can, and then find your comfortable swing that's off of that. So be able to swing 75 for major leaguer, but sit 72.
Well, Tatis is a great example. When what he's done this year is different than what he's done in the past. And when he is, they say it in baseball, it's never made sense. Stay within yourself, right? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But he's literally the walking epitome of staying within himself right now, not fishing, not trying to do
too
much.
Occasionally swing out of your shoes.
But still, when you get that dead red middle end heater, rip at that thing, right? It's cool to see and to watch their approach. Really collectively as a team has been fascinating. I hope it holds up. You know, I hope it bucks all the trends and conventions because it sure is fun to watch.
You know, man. We got to go. Appreciate it.
Thank
as
you,
always,
buddy.
We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Smart Baseball, Eno Saris, brought to you by 7 Mile Casino. And that, you know, I mean, you can see, obviously, sometimes with 0-2, you'll have guys choke up a little, shorten their swing to make contact. So you're going to get less bat speed. But it's always like, do you go up there and you think, if I see what I want, I'm going to put my hardest swing on it.
Yep.
And then sometimes you get fooled, so you get less bat speed because, oh, it's a slider, and then you know, you're reaching for it, so you're not getting good bat speed on it.
Oh, I can relate.
But then there's just that occasional one where you know they're waiting on it, and they tee off on it, and then you get the 480-foot bomb as well. But you can't be swinging that way every single time.
No.
You're Joey Gallo.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, I mean,
that's not fun to watch.
No, that's not fun to watch at all. And those guys are really, really frustrating. The majestic 500 footer is rare, you know, but the guy that goes out and stays within himself and has that approach, Manny Machado, perfect example, going to right center field, that's when you know he's locked, just locked. When he goes outside of himself, tries to do too much, that's when he gets in a little trouble.
All right, final hour, in-studio guest, Patrick Merrill, coach of the Seals, Warren Haynes Band tickets to give away, so we'll move up. The Rindel Report, big get for Pauly's Aztecs basketball team yesterday. He'll have that and more for you coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.